welcome to another session. In this session, we are learning about how to create your ad account. Okay, let's move on to our browser and go to accounts. Okay, here click on add accounts. If you have created already ad account, just watch, which will help to make clear about ad account. Okay, then click on add. Here you have already ad account, then you can add here, and you have to request to an ad account by adding business ID here. If you want to access someone's ad account, you can request here. Third one is creating a new account. I am now creating new account, so clicking on create new account. Here I will select ad account name as Charan's Digital YouTube Training. Okay, and I will select click on default. Okay, and this ad account will be used for, okay, I forgot to tell about time zone. Yeah, if you want to India's time zone, then it will be like you have to fill all the GST, PAN, all those things, and currency, it may be in rupees or it may be in dollars. Okay, but I will I don't struggle in that all those things, because I want to clear about all those things. Okay, I want to make it easy to work your ad account. Okay, so that's why I leave it default and click on next. Who will this ad account be used for? Currently selecting this is important. It will ensure the other business name is displayed across Facebook when you create an ad on their behalf, including in the why am I seeing this ad dialog. You may also gain access to the other business audience manager features, including their custom audience sizes and the audience overlap tool. Okay, here what is mentioned that if you want to make a ad account for your own business or someone's business, okay, by that it will clear that if you want to run a ad account for an example Infosys, then you have to choose another business or client. Okay, here what happens when you make that business for Infosys, Facebook generates audience for Infosys. Okay, and it will help to make your ad successful. Fine, then click on, so here I am clicking my business, so I am clicking on create. Okay, fine. Add people and set permission. This is a tab. Here you can add your employees. If you want to give access to your employees of your company, then you can add here. So I don't have employees now, so that's why I am leaving as it is, but I make it on managing ad account. Okay, if someone of your employee manages companies creating and editing ads, access report and views, you can add this permission or on this permission. By this, that person will get only creating and editing and access reports and views of ads. Okay, if you want to give but only access reports and view ads, then you can on this. If you want to give all the permissions to that person, then you can turn on this manage ad account. By this, control ad account settings, finance and permissions, create and edit ads, access reports and views, all the things will be given permission to that person. So I turn on this because for a demo purpose I will show you. Okay, but here what is shown is don't assign you. You want to select some persons. Okay. Let's turn on and click on assign. Okay. Well done. Has been created and added to this business manager account. Note, to use this add account, you need to select a payment method. If you need to set up a new payment method, please go to payment methods and add a payment method to your business. Okay, first you have to add payment method to run this business or Facebook ad. Otherwise, you can do, but it will help in future. But no, I am not doing. Just close it. So today's this is video that we created one ad account. Okay, this is about today's video. Thank you for watching. Have a nice day.